This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It seems to be going from bad to worse for the shared office space company WeWork. Its long-planned initial public offering was shelved indefinitely last week. And now there's a fight brewing inside the company. In one corner is founder and CEO Adam Neumann, pretty much the archetype of the charismatic yet somehow quirky visionary behind a Silicon Valley startup. In the other, members of the company's board, which is to say the money behind WeWork, who have decided, in hopes of salvaging the IPO and thus their exit, that Neumann needs to go. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, in battles like these, money talks. And sometimes it says a visionary founder needs to walk.
Think about Steve Jobs at Apple, Elon Musk at Tesla, Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook.
With some companies, they are so intertwined that people think the company is the founder.
That's Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan. Adam Neumann's vision for WeWork requires billions in venture capital investment, and the investors who provided it want to ensure that Neumann can shift from an ideas guy to the CEO of a public company. Michael Youssim is a management professor at the Wharton School.
There are doubts that he has the capability to not only invent the product, but then to sustain the product.
Those doubts are reportedly coming from the venture capital giant SoftBank, which has poured over $9 billion into the company, making it WeWork's biggest investor. UC Berkeley Law Professor Stephen Davidoff Solomon says that gives SoftBank some serious leverage over WeWork.
If they're feuding with their largest shareholder, no one's going to invest in them, and they are going to crash and burn very quickly.
Neumann has some leverage, too. He owns special shares, which give him a lot of say over what the company does. But WeWork lost $1.6 billion last year, and it needs more investment to keep expanding.
This is just a giant game of chicken where Adam Neumann holds the initial cards, but to continue forward, he needs to find financing.
Uber went through something similar in 2017. Its board forced out founding CEO Travis Kalanick prior to the company's IPO. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.